Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful Pathfinders, thank you so much. Mahalo, anui loha. And this is Brenda Kelly, and we are here in our Southwest studio. It's a beautiful January day on the 22nd, and the Lo Shu flying star number for today is the number 8. For those of you who listened to our last show, that is the money ball number. Yay! And that goes towards everyone from the center out, and from the center of our hearts here, out to all of you. Aloha and love and blessings. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and listen to some teachings about feng shui and the flying stars and the new year coming in on February 4th is the year of the wood sheep. And that comes in, and while that is coming in, we can put our enhancers and our cures to the flying stars, which there are 9 of. There are 9 flying stars. That's the method that I use. We also use the 24 mountain stars, and that gets put in conjunction with the Bagua. And the Bagua is 8-sided. So with those 8 sides and the middle, what do you have? 9, yes. So the flying stars are those 9 numbers. And those 9 numbers, they do have home locations, what is called home locations. And their home location does matter. Where they came from matters. And it's all in balance with the 5 elements. So right on top of the Bagua, we have the 5 elements. And that gets superimposed. And in those same directions, each of them does have an element. And did you know you have an element too? Also, what you have in the Asian Eastern way is you have an animal sign. In the Western way, we just turn the page into Aquarius, and we do it monthly in the Western world, and that would be your birthday. You would be in Aquarius from now on for this month. And the Asian calendar, still within this year, if you have a birth in the family somewhere, those are still years of the wood horse in 2014. So all those babies, still wood horse babies, all right? We don't change the Asian calendar until the a little before the new moon, right, in February. So it's on February 4th. And there's a new moon real quick following on the 19th. And then right after February 4th, all babies born, guess what? They're not the wood horse anymore. It's a year, the entire year of the wood sheep. And boy, are there some spectacular wood sheep fellows with y'all. There's some very famous wood sheep, okay, because they're saying that this is kind of the best year to have a baby in the year of the wood sheep to get really innovative and popular and to the top of whatever field that would be for your future children, right? And speaking of future children, let's talk about feng shui and love. We just did a reading the other day. Pathfinder helps in the readings that I do, the feng shui readings, and you can get one too. Contact Pathfinder at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And you can schedule something like that. And he comes in on the feng shui readings, and we do diagram your home virtually, or we go there. And we've been in homes from Beverly Hills up in through Arizona, huh? And the virtually, though, we've been across the nation all the way through Maine, wow, and into Hawaii, aloha. I'm from Hawaii, and so I have a huge ohana there, and blessings from Big Turtle Island to Little Turtle Island. And the feng shui reading that Pathfinder and I just did, this rooster friend of ours was very interested in love. And so there are many things that you can do to feng shui love into your life. And the first thing to do is to actually make physical room for someone. If you are alone and you want someone to be there with you, your bed placement is pretty important. So you would never want to push it all the way up to one side of the wall, because there's not room, you see, for someone else to get over there. You pushed it away. You squeezed it out somehow. And it's just in your space, in your mind. This is one way that we can feng shui. This would be a partner love into your life. And just to get that bed just even a couple of inches away from that wall and give someone some room to come in. Also, put things around your space in pairs. That would be good. And your images around you will be happy couples or happy families instead of singular, lonely types of artwork. You would want to at least something in your love direction of a happy couple, or two things that are love direction that would make you think of love, even a heart, even two hearts together, two red hearts together. Now, to find out your feng shui love direction, you can get a reading, or you can find out your qua number. And there's some free things out there on the internet. You got to look it up, and you find which direction that is. And it's a physical direction in your home. It really does matter. Now, last show, we talked about the 3-star coming into the middle on February 4th. And the 3-star is said to be the anger star, so we want to suppress that. And it is from its home location. The 3-star is in the east, and it is a wood element, green star. So this is how I'm teaching you about the elements. What we want to do is the wood, right? And so we want to burn. The fire burns the wood. That's why we put fire in the middle this year from February 4th on. Fire in the middle to suppress the wood energy, or red, which is really the same thing as signifying fire. So I love this one feng shui master I was reading, and he is so simple, and I like to be simple too. And this is how simple he is. He says you could even put a red piece of paper in the middle of your room, and that will remind you, and that will be enough. You could even put anything like that and just get started in reminding you to be peaceful, and that be the one who brings the peace. And if there's any conflict that comes into the space, someone has to take the pause, take the breath, and find the middle ground, and let's let that be us. Yay! And so we've seen this in the world where that would be very beneficial to remind us of. And that's what Feng Shui really does. It is arranging the colors and the elements and your things around you in different directions, in different compass directions. And they're actual compass directions, so you need a compass. And you would find where north is. And that would be good. Then we could work from there, and it's real easy. Now, we worked on north in the last show. North was the money bowl. That's where you're going to build a money bowl. If you haven't started building your money bowl, you have a lot of time. It could also be a gold chest. It could be a box you really, really like that's very ornate. It doesn't have to be a bowl, but that's just, I call it the money bowl. And so it's the money bowl star. It's the wealth star. It goes in the north of where you live. So you put together a bowl or chest or something of jewels. Remember, it goes in the north. And the north is a water element. So you could also put something there that's water. And so what's water? Blue. Blue is water. See how simple? So you could put a blue piece of paper there, huh? But if you were more decorative, you could put some shells there or some pearls there. I have pearls. I have pearl necklaces over there. It's real fun. In my money bowl. They look really pretty. And so it can be that simple. It can be things that you have already. And start to put that together because it's going to go there on February 4th. Now, if you have already done your money bowl from last year, all you out there who you have the cures, and last year it's in the south, it's still there, you want to refreshen that, all right? And to refreshen this, you can reuse anything you have and put it, you know, in the different direction the next year, almost. There are a couple of exceptions, and we'll go through those. There are very, very few, though. You can reuse. And you could just wipe it down with some salt, or you can put it out in the sun for 4 hours at least, and, you know, refreshen everything. Get the dust out. Fluff it up, okay? If you're reusing, that's fine. So from the south, it's going to go to the north. Now let's talk about what's flying into the south. It's the seven star. And the seven star is also one of those sticky stars, and it's called the robbery star. We don't like that. So we're going to suppress this energy. And so we're going to suppress it and with water. We're going to put water there. And, you know, the south has naturally been fire direction. So everybody who has red back, in the south from last year, take it away. And put blues there now. Put blues and blacks there and water there. Remember we talked about what water was. Water is it could be shells. It can be something from the water, anything that represents water or a photo, something like that. All right, and that's how easy it is. I love photos of water. That's how easy that is. And in the Asian world, they would have a blue rhino and a blue elephant there in the south. And I actually have that too. And with the water features, you can put water in the south this year. Also, let's talk about the victory star really quick in the east, because that's where you want to move your plants this year. Guess why? Because the east is the wood star, and we want to grow victory, don't we? Yes, yes, we do. So plants can go in the east. Also, victory or your achievements you would put up on the east wall or a flag would go in the east, okay, this year, starting in February 4th. And so start to put those cures and enhancers in place, and we'll go through this together. We're going to have so much fun. If you'd like a personal reading of your animal and your element, it really does matter how you activate which direction you are. Now, let's say you're in the east. That's the rabbit direction. Now, if you're a rabbit, you want to activate the heck out of the east this year, don't you? Yeah. Also, if you're a rabbit and you have a clutter mound in the east, you would want to clean that up. You want to clean that all up because that is definitely feng shui. Get to know your animal direction and in the space that you're at, and always keep that clean. Always. Just go in there every now and then and dust that corner, because that is your feng shui, what they would call qi, in the movement of the production cycle of the five elements with the Bagua in the eight directions, with the one in the center that radiates all out. And let's radiate peace this year, starting on February 4th and before. And I'd like to invite you to join us and in just putting that prayer of peace out to the world from the inside, radiating out from all of us. Aloha Anui Loa. And I would like to introduce Pathfinder. Thank you, Pathfinder.
Miedo Chanku Oksape Wichasha. Hello, my name is Pathfinder. Good to be with all of y'all. A shout out to a bunch of good friends that are they're joining us both live and then also with the playback. Check in each week for your part of the Feng Shui, as you see that we're slowly getting around the Bagua wheel. Here on Turtle Island, we utilize the wheel as well, and some people call it the medicine wheel. And you'll often see those 12 stones in a circle. We have different animals for those directions than the Asian ones. Still the same count of transformation. The medicine societies would teach that these 12 stones of the outer wheel are the path of humanity. We're each on that road. And our job is to actually learn the lessons of each and every one of those directions. And so we have three helpers in the north, and we have three helpers in the east, three in the south, and three in the west. And in the Western astrology way of looking at things, they have these 12 star systems that each have their own personality, and how they interact with the planets is basically the reading that comes to us for our daily astrology. Going a little bit deeper into the medicine wheel, you will often notice that, well, let's go to the center, the sacred center. And that one stone in the midst of 12. If anybody's going to advocate 13, this is the 13 right here. And so we walk the path of the 12, and then we find our center in the midst of that. And really, to become a real person or a full actualized human being, we learn to be centered, present, and in the now. One of the things that my native friends helped me with was to get out of my head, because, you know, going to college and then already a Gemini and all that, way up in the brain, to live in balance and health here on Turtle Island, which North America, okay? Have to come from the heart and speak that. And I tell you, on the reservations and among the native peoples, extremely telepathic, heart right down to the nuts, bolts, and grits, you could say, and a lot of really good humor. If you want to find out how powerful you are, go in the midst of some Indian kids and listen to them talk to you and see how quickly they go right for the truth, and then it's funny. Going back to the medicine wheel then, oftentimes around the center stone will be a circle of seven. And this is the sacred seven. This is reflected in the lights that are within our cerebrospinal system. The seven also represent star systems. A lot of the tribes say, oh, look over there at Pleiades. Look at those seven stars. Others say, oh, look over there at the Big Bear, Ursa Major. Look at those seven stars. And then there are different traditions. They say, oh, we're related to there. And or another, we're related over here to the Dog Nations. And so these seven stars represent our relationship with the sun, our relationship with the earth, our relationship with the moon, and then our relationship to earth, water, fire, and air. These are the sacred seven, and one Cherokee grandfather called these the Elo, the Elohi, the seven grandfathers. Now, in the 32 stone wheel, which is a calendar, a spiritual calendar as well as a physical calendar, we also notice that there are pathways from the north to the center, from the east to the center, from the south to the center, from the west to the center. And there are three stones in each of these pathways. And so to begin the path of enlightenment, then, I would start in the north and walk through purification, healing, and renewal. I would then go to the east, where the eagle sings, and learn of wisdom, illumination, and knowledge. And then to the south, where the great tree and all the nations of innocence and youth are, to walk in purity, innocence, and truth. And then over there in the west, to finish things up and to honor the ancestors through introspection, the mirror within, silence, and with reverence. And so this is just a real quick reminder that we have a physical and spiritual map in this medicine wheel. Now, you've been noticing that we're singing songs with our broadcast, and these songs are dedicated to self-healing, and these songs are dedicated to the healers around the world, particularly the indigenous healers and the mystical healers. But then also all the healers, all those who have dedicated themselves to helping others as well as themselves. And so these songs are a prayer to go in this direction, to help bring the Creator's strength, to help bring the Mother Earth's strength, to bring the strength of the helpers, that whom we might call angels, or we might call them masters, or to know Tinkashala. And so we say thank you to all our relatives and to the strength of the universe for blessing these healers and blessing those that they're also helping. And in this light, I'd like to say thank you to one of my good friends, Dr. Hata, who is a Taoist healer and martial artist ringing out of Santa Monica, California. And you can reach him through his website, hata-ki.com, hata-ki.com. And you can actually set up an appointment with him also through Tikkun Spa in Santa Monica, 310-319-1111, 310-319-1111. And I believe Dr. Hata is actually taking a visit to the East Coast in the next few days, and you can perhaps, if you're in Virginia or somewhere in the nearabouts, you can go and check out his seminar. Also like to put a quick shout out to my good friend Dr. Kaneko, great shiatsu and anma master, bringing the Japanese healing arts here to America with just a handful of others that have been working with him throughout the country. And he also can be reached at Tikkun Spa, and You can probably talk him into working on you, though he's more interested in teaching at this point, I hear. But his hands are like he's playing Beethoven on the piano, and just a real loving heart. So a shout out to our friends that are doing innovative traditional medicine through Tikkun Spa and Medical. I want to say thank you to the Aloha Nation and offer our own services. Brenda Kelly offers a feng shui readings that we can do in person or by Skype or over the phone. And you can contact me at pathfinder1111@gmail.com. Or you can go to Diva Brenda Kelly on Facebook, DivaBrendaKelly. And let us know your interest. Also, I offer spiritual readings that are medically intuitive and they're also from the tradition of spiritual interpreting. And these readings go over many, many areas, including health and love and business and just about any question that you might want to ask. And you can set up an appointment with me, and I have you write down your questions ahead of time, because when we get in the space of that session, spirit comes in, and we're right there and listening. And it's kind of hard to bring outer worldly questions to mind, even though the grandmas and grandpas will answer all your questions. We usually only refer to the question list at the end to make sure it was all covered. Anyway, I want to invite you to a spiritual reading or feng shui, and then I also offer healing services if you're in Arizona, or we can work with something long distance if you need, or perhaps there's a friend that I know around the country that lives near you. And so we're about to begin our closing here, and I want to say much love to everybody, and may the strength of the medicine wheel, the strength of the original powers, the strength of love give you strength and radiate throughout your life.
Thank you so much, Pathfinder. Mahalo and Nui Loa. And thank you all again for taking the time to listen and learn. Aloha. Aloha. And the definition is alo. Alo meaning the face or land or earth, top part, the blossoming fruit. And ha, the sacred breath of life. Aloha. And I'd like to close with the Reiki principle prayer. Just for today, I give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I am kind to my neighbors and all living beings. Just for today, I let go of anger. Just for today, I let go of worry. I do my work honestly.
Ina ajio he wane angeng te ni tung ka shira he wane angeng te do he Ina ajio he wane angeng te do he Ina ajio he Shira he wani yang ging te.